Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, it's Dr. LeBeau calling from St. Augustine.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I got busy. Sorry, I didn't ask. Trying to get as much done during business hours as I could. Are you on the West Coast?
I am on the West Coast, you know, and I totally figured that too. I was like, you know what? He's probably swamped. I'm not even going to try to remind him. I was like, I'm sure.
No. It wasn't a reminder. It's okay. So now that I've got the week done, what can I line up? What kind of work can I line up for myself on the weekend?
Absolutely.
So I'm looking here. I've got the 4 months recent bank statements. I don't have my business tax return done yet.
That's fine.
So, what do you want? 2014? What do you look for?
Yeah, just give me 2014.
Okay.
And then, do you have the extension form they gave you?
I might have gotten that.
That would be helpful as well.
Yeah. Of course, I could ask them for that today because I know they did it. I'll go through my emails. I think I asked them for that already, but. Yeah, I'll do that. We'll get you the 2014. I think our bank statements are going to be the telling thing, just so you know, so you can sell this to
the underwriting.
I'm a podiatry, unusual podiatry practice. We have podiatry. I have physical therapy, full body physical therapy, and we also have an MRI in-house. And I just added a neuropathy center.
Okay.
And this neuropathy center has really made a huge difference because it's a cash model.
Oh.
So $5,000 a pop. And we opened it in April. And literally, if you look at my 4 bank statements, they doubled.
That's crazy. That's awesome. Well, congrats.
Maybe not quite double, but we brought in $100,000 in the first 3 weeks because it's sort of, you know, we started in the middle of or the end of April. So April and May, you see a huge jump. And so what we're looking to do is buy some more of these machines, and I've got a builder that's going to come in and repurpose a room for me, knock down a wall so I can get rid of a chart room, paper chart room, and I'm going to put a couple more machines in there. So I don't think there's going to be any issue with looking at the bank statements.
That awesome.
We're definitely doing fine. So
how much are these machines going to cost?
They're $30,000 a piece.
Okay, and how many are you looking to get?
Well, you know, I was going to kind of ask you. I'd like to get 3.
Okay.
So that put me at around $90,000. I don't know how long you guys do your leases, but it's probably going to be like $1,500 maybe, depending on how long the lease is.
Well, tell me, what do you want? Do you want it longer? Do you want me to try to just make sure I get the payment to be $1,500, and that's the goal, or? What do you want? What are you looking out of to get out of this?
It doesn't really matter. Well,
okay. You
know what? It's not the payment is not the problem. I just don't want to use my available cash to buy these things outright because this thing is cranking up so much. I may actually consider opening other offices.
Wow.
Just to do this.
Yeah, that sounds very profitable, to be honest with you.
And you know what? I don't have to wait. I wait 2 days or a day to get my money, and I don't have to wait for the 6 weeks of billing and fighting with Medicare and all of that. It's like a breath of fresh air doing business all of a sudden. I'm actually getting excited to get up in the morning and come to work.
Well, hey, I'm better late than never, right? How long you been in business for now?
I've been doing medicine 25 years.
Wow. So this is finally like something just like, oh, man, it's good to wake up and come to work and get paid and know you're going to get paid the next day, right? Like it's
exactly.
Sounds like a
I hired no brainer, right?
Yeah.
I hired another doctor to come in and help me out with my medical side. Mm-hmm. And he's going, hey, I'm like, just keep doing what you're doing, man. And just keep seeing those patients. Love it.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you kind of transition to where he handles that practice? I mean, you still own it. And then open up this new one.
Yeah, we're actually looking at, I mean, I have an 8,500 square foot building. So,
oh, wow.
So, I have a spa in here. I have the medical thing. We got the physical therapy. I have two therapists that work for me. And then I had this other few rooms that I wanted to do something with, and I'd been looking, and I finally found this this technology, and they were sort of saying, hey, let's do this cash model. And they came in, trained me, and I'm like, this is great. How many more can I put up? So.
That's awesome. Well, I guess what it's going to come down to is if you get these three to see if you can max out, and if you're continually maxing out, you're going to have to open up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's a no-brainer. It's like, all right, well, it's been proven. Let's you got to take advantage while you can, right? And before someone else opens up shop.
Exactly. Before somebody else does it and they figure out what it is, or
exactly,
you know, and you don't know how long. Yeah, I'm a true believer in you've got to make hay when the sun shines. I was
absolutely
born in a farming area, so it was like when I was in high school, man, that was my first job was baling hay.
Mm.
Really difficult work. But
labor.
How to work hard also taught me I never want to work that hard ever again.
Well, that's a great job to have though when you're coming out of high school, right? Exactly.
Absolutely.
That to teach you. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's not so much the you know, when we're turning over that kind of money, it's just, okay, let's use a lease versus a
using up your cash flow.
Using up cash flow. And then secondly, is there any prepayment penalty?
No, I'm going to put you in a program where there's not.
Okay, good. Because
Probably
what I'll do is, you know, start chunking away and pay these things off, or we'll just turn around and you know, buy more.
Yeah, absolutely.
So just we'll see how that's going to. Yeah. So, anyway, okay. So I'll get that information together. I already have the bank statements. Or got that sitting in a file.
Just fill
out the application. I'll just. I didn't know what you wanted since I didn't have the 2015 done.
Yeah. Yeah. Just. I mean, 2015 is not a huge rush right now. If you can get it to me over the weekend, but if you want to at least send me the 2014, the app and the banks, I can go ahead and submit the file. I don't need the 2015 right away to submit it, but they're going to ask me for that.
Sure.
So I want to get it submitted before the end of the day here shortly, so that way we can hopefully hear something on Monday and take it from there.
That sounds good. Let me get back to my computer and do that and still make it in time. So my girlfriend's not pissed at me for dinner.
that can be stressful.
Yes. Yeah, that's an important. Yeah, because then, you know, during the week I can run away to work. But
right, you got the weekend coming up.
I'm there.
Yeah, absolutely. Start the weekend off right. Then don't wait till mid-Saturday to where everyone makes ups and, you know, you lose the day.
That's true. You don't want to mess that up.
Yeah.
All right, so let me get to it, and I'll be back to you on a Monday.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend.
All right. You as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.